إن الحمد لله نحمد ونستعين ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah, and as such we should praise Him, seek His help, and seek His forgiveness. And we should seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is within ourselves, and the evil which results from our deeds. For whomsoever Allah has guided, none can misguide, and whomsoever Allah has allowed to go astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last messenger of Allah. Inna asdaq al-hadithi kitabullah. Indeed, the most truthful form of speech is the book of Allah. Wa khayra hadi hadi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best source of guidance was the guidance brought by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sharra al-umuri muhdathatuha. And the most evil of all affairs are the innovations in religion. Wa inna kulla muhdathatin bid'ah. And all innovation and religion are cursed innovations. Wa kulla bid'atin dalala. And all cursed innovations are a source of misguidance, the work of Satan. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And all such misguidance leads ultimately to the hellfire. Brothers and sisters, let us ask ourselves, when was the last time that we did sujood ash-shukr? For many of us, I should be asking, when was the first time? Because this is a part of the sunnah which is neglected amongst Muslims today. Sujood ash-shukr. But when we read the sunnah, the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see that it was something that he did regularly. So why aren't we doing it? We have to ask ourselves, why? When did he do it? He did it whenever a major good event took place in his life. A big, significant, good blessing happened. The first thing he would do is make sujood ash-shukr. Sometimes we see it happen on the television. Occasionally there may be a Muslim football player in one of the football teams and he scores a goal and he prostrates. Or we might be watching a boxing match and the boxer who wins the fight, he turns out to be a Muslim and there he is prostrating. We say, MashaAllah, Allah Akbar. But we don't do it. It is not a part of our lives. And this points to a lack of gratitude. Gratitude, which is one of the most fundamental characteristics of faith, is missing. We are not recognizing Allah's blessings. We're not giving thanks to Allah for what He has given us in our lives. Instead, we are living dissatisfied lives, discontented lives, running after the dunya, trying to accumulate as much as we can, too busy to stop and reflect and to thank Allah. In spite of the fact that Allah chose gratitude to begin our daily prayers, 17 times a day, the first verse of Surah Al-Fatiha, according to the most authentic narrations, the first verse begins Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah. The very fact that Allah begins with Alhamdulillah has us recite that every day, 17 times a day. It is for a purpose. Allah doesn't do things without purpose. He has placed that as the first and most important characteristic that we as believers should have. Gratitude. It is the foundation of faith. It should be the driving force for us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should raise our children with that spirit of gratitude, thanking Allah for what He has given. And He has told us in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And if you give thanks, I will increase what I have just given you. I'll increase it. That is His promise. That is His offer. Just be thankful. Be grateful. But our lives are filled with discontent. We can't see the good that is in it. All we can see is the good we want to put in it. Our prayers are mostly prayers of request. Allah, give me this. Allah, give me that. I need this, I need that. Give me, give me. I want, I want. This is the summation of our prayers. But this is not how Allah taught us to pray. This was not the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first thing that we need to do is to recognize Allah's mercy and blessings in our lives. That is the first thing that we need to do. That needs to be the most basic characteristic of our personalities. We are known for that. Grateful people. That's the believer. He recognizes what Allah has done for him or her in their lives. We love our mother and our fathers because of what they did for us. The mother having done even more than the father, sacrificing, etc., we are called upon to commit ourselves to be or to keep her as our main companion. She deserves our companionship more than our father because of the sacrifices that she made. And no matter what we do, we cannot compensate even for a single contraction that she bore to give birth to us. That's the reality. And hasn't Allah given us more? For sure. Allah has given us much more. But our love of Allah will be based on the degree of our recognition of what He has done in our lives. And if in fact we are not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have fallen into kufr. Wal-i'adha billah. It is that serious. Between gratitude and kufr, that's where we lie. Because Allah, in that same verse, when He said, "La'in shakartum la'azidannakum," He went on to say, "Wala'in kafartum, inna 'adhabi lashadid." And if you fall into disbelief, if you disbelieve, if you are a disbeliever, then know that my punishment is severe. And if you disbelieve, the scholars explain, and if you are ungrateful, Allah calls ingratitude disbelief. It is equivalent to disbelief. And this is what you hear when you listen to the disbelievers speak, those who deny the existence of God or whatever, of religion, that you hear ingratitude on their tongues. They complain. If there is a God, where did evil come from? Why is there evil in the world? This is their perspective. What about the good? What about all the good that has come in each and every one of our lives, even though we don't deserve it? Ingratitude is equivalent to kufr, disbelief. This is what Allah said. And as a result, when a society moves in that direction, then you see the consequence in the relationship between the youth and their parents. You see today a society, we're living in a society where parents are abused. People oftentimes talk about child abuse. Yes, there's child abuse going on. They say maybe 1 in every 10 children in North America is abused by adults. Not necessarily their parents, but by adults. But in the US, 1 in every 4 parents are abused by their own children. In Canada, it's 1 in every 5 parents abused by their own children. Physically, mentally, financially, emotionally abused by their own children. One in every five. What can we say about such a society? This is a decaying society, a crumbling society, whose children look at the previous generation with hatred, despise. This is how they look at them. Whatever bad happens in their lives, they blame it on their parents. When the parents get too old to take care of themselves, throw them in an old person's home. And what happens in the old people's homes? Haddith wala haraj. Calamities. What goes on in the old people's homes? Of course, when they present it, when you're bringing your father or your mother there, they present it, looks nice, very nice external image. They take good care of them. They get to meet new people and they enjoy themselves, their games and things that keep them active. But when you leave, it's a whole nother story. Abuse takes place there. And the children abuse the elders. But in Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, whoever doesn't respect our elders is not of us. He's not a true Muslim. This is something very despicable. Where children would hate, would despise their elders is something despicable. Unthinkable in the Islamic frame of reference. But it is coming among us too. It may be less prevalent, but it is increasing. With every generation, with every wave of people that are coming, the rise in parental abuse, abuse of parents among Muslims is increasing. And the fundamental reason is because of ingratitude. Because of ingratitude. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, "Man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah." If we are not thankful to people, to those around us who deserve thanks, then we cannot be thankful to Allah. It is only a pretense. Alhamdulillah is a phrase we say. We've been taught to say it so many different occasions, waking up in the morning, before our, after eating, so many different places. It is a part of our vocabulary. We say Alhamdulillah all the time. How are you, brother? Alhamdulillah. But it's not really Alhamdulillah. That's just something we say. You could just as well have said, I'm fine. It doesn't mean Alhamdulillah. And because of that, we have so many problems arising in our community. We are not educating our children, raising them with the spirit of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is missing. And we suffer the consequence. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring the reality of gratitude back into our lives, to make us truly grateful servants of Allah, and to help us to raise our children with the spirit of gratitude, and to keep us firmly on His path. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. All praise is due to Allah, and may Allah's peace and blessings be on the last messenger of Allah. Western research has shown, and this is Western scientists, social scientists, who don't believe in God, believe in evolution, we are descendants of monkeys, religion is of no value in general. Yet modern research amongst Western social scientists have shown that grateful people are happier, less depressed, less stressed, and more satisfied with their lives and social relationships. This is a new development in psychology. Before, they focused on other areas, love and understanding and a variety of other areas. But recent research has shown grateful people have more positive ways of coping with the difficulties they experience in life. Grateful people also have less negative coping strategies. They are less likely to try to avoid the problem, self-denial, or blame themselves unnecessarily, or try to cope with stress using drugs, substance abuse. It's much less, significantly less among them. Gratitude, they said, even manifests itself in that grateful people sleep better. They sleep better, more comfortably, more less disturbed sleep, waking up and more calm, peaceful sleep. Gratitude has been said to have the strongest links with mental health of any character trait. This is their conclusions. That's how important gratitude is. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course, demonstrated for us himself in the well-known narration of him getting up at night praying, crying till his beard is filled with his tears. There's a pool of water in front of him. His ankles are swelling. His wives, his companions are asking him, "Why all this, O Messenger of Allah? When Allah has forgiven your past sins and your future sins?" His response, "Afala akunu abdan shakura?" Shouldn't I be a grateful servant? If it is that Allah has forgiven my past and future, as he said, I should be grateful. I should manifest that gratitude. If it is that Allah wipes out our sins from prayer to prayer, from Jummah to Jummah, in Ramadan, when we fast outside of Ramadan, if our sins are being erased in so many different ways, shouldn't we be grateful servants of Allah? Yes. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, "Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid." Somebody asked me once, Why is it that whenever we mention the name of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we praise him with sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but when we mention Allah, we don't say Azza wa Jalla or some other phrase of praise? Why is that? It's almost as if we have elevated Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam above Allah. Well, they misunderstood. They misunderstood. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not praise of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not praise. When we say Azza wa Jal, Jalla Jalalu, after mentioning Allah's name, that's praise. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are words of praise. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a dua, asking Allah to bless Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not praise. People have misunderstood. We ask Allah to bless Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he led the way. He was the guide. He showed us how to live in accordance with Islam. He taught us in his actions how do we live a grateful life. He regularly performed sijdatu ashukur. We need to bring it back into our lives. You don't need to have wudu. Some women think, okay, I'm in my menses, I can't make sujood to shukr. No, you can. The conditions for sujood and salah is one thing. Of course, you're in salah, you have to have wudu. But for sijda to shukr, the strongest opinion is that this is not required. You can make it in any state. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our parents, those who went before, for their negligence, their sins, that He give them a place in paradise and make their stay in the grave one which is peaceful. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make gratitude a part of our character, to make us grateful servants of Himself, to spread gratitude around us, to raise our children, to advise our relatives to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to strengthen our faith through gratitude. And we read the Quran regularly. If we read it with understanding, the message will be clear. Because the message of the Quran is be grateful to Allah and worship Him. When He talks about the heavens and the earth, He has made the sun a means of counting time for you, and the moon and the mountains and the camels and the this and the that. He talks of all the things, the seas and the ships on the seas and all of this. What is that all about? It's about reminding us that all of the good in our lives is from Allah. Don't forget it. Remember it. Let us be grateful servants of Allah. And ask Allah to let our last word in this life be La ilaha illallah. Aqimus salam.